Nelly was doing the post-game press conference, and you say this is George Reba?
Yeah, and the reason I knew it was George Reba is I could pick up on his voice, and it was, at least the first time, I've only heard it once. But when I heard it live, I got the distinct impression that George was not really into asking the question he was going to ask, so he kind of beat around it a little bit. And
oh, yeah, the question, obviously the question would pertain to, you're going to hear this here. It's pretty funny, I thought.
Are you going to get fired? That was basically what she wanted to ask, is are you about to get fired?
Yeah, and you're right. He beats around the bush, and it's kind of very funny as Nelly forces him.
He hangs him out there.
To ask the question, and then
because he knew what he was trying to ask, but right. He was going to make him say it.
And then what Nelly will do is reject the question back to midcourt or maybe up into the stands. So here's Nelly immediately following the Mavs being ousted by the Kings.
You talked about the future of this team. Where do you go from the future as you try to get this team back together and get it rolling?
Oh, we'll talk about those things later. I don't want to talk about that now.
About you personally?
Me personally?
Where do you go from here as far as your future and coaching and so forth because of the early elimination? Any thoughts on that?
I don't understand the question.
Well, just the pressure of not getting very far in the playoffs, and if you think Mark Cuban will do anything.
I still don't understand the question.
Do you expect to be coaching next year? Here?
I have a 3-year contract. Of course. You've been listening to the talk shows too much. They have no idea what's going on.
How great. Because, man...
He understood the question immediately.
I like George Reba. I like him a lot. In fact, he's a marathon buddy. But there is no time where you want to be the guy twisting in the wind in a full room press conference and the guy...
And then they all laughed at him.
And listen for a moment to what is known, at least in the Belo community, as the George Reba nervous laugh.
Okay.
He gets... When he's asked the second time to sort of rephrase his question, you can hear his chuckle there real fast. So this is, I believe you're about to be treated to the George Reba nervous laugh with his second interfacing here. Go ahead.
You talked about the future of this team. Where do you go from the future as you try to get this team back together and get it rolling?
Oh, we'll talk about those things later. I don't want to talk about that now.
About you personally?
Me personally?
Where do you go from here, as far as your future and coaching and so forth because of the early elimination. Any thoughts on that?
I don't understand the question.
Well, just the pressure of not getting very far in the playoffs, and if you think Mark Cuban will do anything.
I still don't understand the question.
Do you expect to be coaching next year? Here?
I have a 3-year contract. Of course. You've been listening to the talk shows too much. They have no idea what's going on.
And I think the Musers brought up the point this morning that that's the new out for any sports guy when he's on the grill, where he's being grilled. Is that, it's those talk shows again. Buck Showalter likes to play that card a lot. Oh, you're listening to the talk shows too much. They don't know what's going on. Silly talk shows. What are they thinking? And there you go. So Nelly's going to be back.
And he's probably pretty much right. We don't really know what's going on. We do wildly speculate, but we base a lot of it on people that we try to talk as much as anybody knows. You know what I mean? Much as Nelly knows it sometimes.
One person knows, and that's Mark Cuban. And I can't tell you he is married to one way or the other at this fork in the road. He's going to make the decision. I don't know that he's made it.